This is Billy Kay, spearing what the future hods for the Scots lead in the Bonnie Brookit Bairn.
We're looking for the language to be raised up to have the status that it should have, to give speakers the confidence that they should have about their own tongue, about themselves, about their nation, about where they are in the world.
I'm proud of Scots because it's my language for our country, and you'd never lose it because it's for our country.
Scots is in my heart, in my head. It's what I am. Dundee Scots is what I was brought up speaking. But I've been over Scotland now, so when I go back to Dundee, they call me a Ouija. And when I go down to Lanarkshire, where I stay, they call me a Chuchter, so I kind of win.
For me, a maithon, the word I speak, is really tied up with my identity. And I tend to think that a lot of folk in Shetland feels the same way.
It's the lead that I was brought up with in East Ayrshire. In Ayrshire's the home of Burns, and there are old wee pockets left where you can hear the language that Burns spoke virtually undiluted as it was in his day almost, and I think it's very, very important to try and preserve that language.
For me, if Scotland were to lose Scots, it would be like walking into a wood where there were no birds singing, or looking up at the next sky and there'd be no stars there. So it's that important for me. Scotland without Scots is a much reduced place.
A wheen Scots makers, James Robertson, Rab Wilson, Loreen Johnson, Matthew Fitt, Janet Paisley and young Cameron Fideni on their mither tongue, the Bonnie Brookit Bairn and sair neglected wean of Scottish culture.